beginning to end before starting in. This time, too, he managed to sidestep several of his earlier mistakes and no longer felt his tools contained mischievous spirits bent on thwarting him. He'd bought a new file in San Diego, a four-in-hand with four different surfaces. He enjoyed its heft and admired its design. It came as a surprise to find himself harboring such feelings toward a tool. He decided to make Leah the clarinetist, painstakingly sawed out the figure, then ate the sub he'd brought. He took a break and flopped in the water. Then he read from his Star Book's first chapter, studying the four drawings of the Earth and its circuit around the sun. The tilt of its axis caused the Arctic to receive sun all day and night in the summer illustration, while Antarctica stood in darkness. He reread the captions, then the text below, and for the first time comprehended why there were seasons. Winter and summer, the solstices and equinoxes, the change in where the sun rose and set, all derived from the Earth's angled axis, and all suddenly made perfect sense. He pored over the illustrations, confirming and glorying in his understanding. Why hadn't he learned this sort of useful information in school? He read on. He'd been reborn after the crash. He would give himself a new education, starting at the beginning. He added more fronds to block the sun as it moved west until there was no room to add more. The sun's glare and his hunger finally drove him back. He packed up his things and walked through the water, halted by